In this bulletin, more evacuation orders issued as New South Wales battles its third flood emergency this year. Six dead and at least 30 more injured after a gunman fires into a 4th of July parade in the United States. And in sport, Australians booked their spots in both the men's and women's Wimbledon quarterfinals. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. Good morning. Joint disaster funding has been announced for 23 local government areas in Sydney and parts of New South Wales after heavy rain has forced the evacuation of thousands of people in flood-hit communities. With significant rainfall totals over many catchments in the past 3 days, some areas are expected to approach or exceed flood levels of recent events in March of 2021 and March and April of this year. Carlene York from the State Emergency Service is warning people who don't leave when directed could become trapped without power, and it may be too dangerous to rescue them.
Quite dangerous on the roads. You can often not see the depth or the speed of the rivers that are flowing across roads, and it doesn't take much to lift a vehicle and move it off the road into dangerous circumstances.
Scores of evacuation orders and warnings have been declared, mostly northwest of Sydney, where major flooding is occurring along the Hawkesbury and Nepean rivers at Menangle, North Richmond, Lower Portland and Windsor. There's also a renewed risk of flash flooding across the New South Wales Central Coast and Hunter region. Residents in parts of Chipping Norton in Sydney's southwest were also directed to evacuate before midnight, with flood warnings for the Georges and Warrenora rivers. For information regarding evacuation orders, road closures and weather warnings, please do visit the SES webpage or call 132 500 or 000 in an emergency. Turning overseas now, and at least six people have been killed and more than 30 injured after a gunman fired shots during a 4th of July parade in the suburb of Highland Park near Chicago. Witnesses reported chaotic scenes with pools of blood and bodies covered in blankets lying on the street as people fled.
I picked up my son and he started running. I ran to a niche in one of the buildings of the local shops there, and I tried to break the glass to get in with my son, and I couldn't break it. And when the shot stopped again, that's when we decided we had to run, so we started shooting again. And we ran behind the building, and I put my son in a dumpster, and he sit there with his dog so that I can go back to get my phone and find the rest of my family, because they ran away also, and it was just horrible.
The shooter was allegedly positioned on the roof of a nearby building. Police say they're searching for a young white male. The FBI is assisting with the manhunt, and officials have confirmed that a rifle was recovered at the scene. The Reserve Bank of Australia meets today to discuss interest rates and is expected to lift the official cash rate by 50 basis points to 1.35%. If that happens, the monthly repayment on a mortgage will rise by around $137 on a 25-year $500,000 loan. That's according to RateCity. Diana Messina, a senior economist at AMP Capital, told SBS that the reason for the RBA's aggression in raising rates is due to concerns that inflation could get out of control.
The RBA is quite worried that the inflation psychology or inflation expectations of businesses and households will change and become entrenched at a much higher rate. And when you get inflation expectations rising for the long term, it's much harder to bring them down. So the RBA is trying to be forward-thinking and aggressive in the short term to try and reduce the pace of inflation.
Visitors to hospitals in Canberra are being asked not to consume food or drinks in wards in order not to remove their masks. The orders come as Australia's death toll from the pandemic surpassed 10,000. ACT Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says that the measure will offer better protection as COVID-19 cases increase across the territory.
So for those higher risk areas of the hospital setting, they will be transitioning to undertaking regular patient screening with PCR tests, but also requiring visitors to undertake a PCR test for those higher risk areas of the hospital.
Ms. Stephen-Smith added that hospitals will also require visitors and patients to take COVID tests. To sport now, and Australians Nick Kyrgios and Ilo Tomljanovic have qualified for the Wimbledon quarterfinals, while fellow Australians Alex Demenor and Jacek Kubler were knocked out of the tournament. It was a big day for Australian tennis, with four players in the last 16 draws for the first time since 1999. In the men's draw, Kyrgios defeated American Brandon Nakashima in five sets while nursing a shoulder injury. In the women's draw, Tamlanovic qualified for her second consecutive Wimbledon quarterfinal, which has not been done by an Australian woman since Jelena Dokic in 2000. Tamlanovic defeated Elise Cornet in three sets.
The biggest thing that's different this year is that my mom's here, and she didn't watch any of my matches last year, even on TV. She would walk the dog for hours and then just check the score. And I was so mad at her because I was like, what if I'm never going to do this again? You know, you missed it. And well, here you go, Mom. You're welcome.
And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn. More at midday.